I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, Kevin, I love him.
We have so been looking forward to having this conversation again.
I am so excited.
Well, friends, our next guest holds many titles, including soldier, master of mixed martial arts, weapons expert, founder of All Things Possible Ministries, and he is author of the new book titled The Dangerous Gentleman. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Tell Us a Good Story, Mr. Victor Marks.
Mr. Marks!
Oh, hi.
There he is.
You guys looked so great. I'm so happy
Victor.
For y'all.
Thank you. I could just sit
and watch y'all talk.
Watch Steph yell at you with excitement.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah.
If she ain't yelling at me, I'm not loved.
That's right.
Thank you for saying yes to us again.
I miss y'all.
Well, Victor, this time last year, Steph and I were actually getting ready to come out to Colorado Springs to meet you and your wife, Eileen, in August of last year.
Isn't that crazy?
It's been a year. I know. And
that went fast.
Mm-hmm. What a fun trip that was.
Oh, it was so much fun.
First question. Am I still the closest person to ever being attacked by your dogs at your house?
Yes. I would say, yes, you hold the record, my friend. And I think we upped our insurance because of it. Homeowners, honey, increase that.
I was not familiar with these dogs. And by the way, about 2 weeks ago, a dad on our kids' softball team, okay, from another child, said, hey, I've been reading this book about dogs. Hey, are you familiar with these Belgian Malinois? And Victor, I started getting the shakes, man, because PTSD.
Oh, yeah. Bam.
From the experience I had at your house.
Oh, yeah.
So can you explain to listeners these three killer dogs that you have at your house? Yeah.
Well, they're three little chihuahuas,
right?
But they identify as Belgian Malinois. So what are you gonna do? You know, you gotta live with it. So yeah, we have working dogs that we use on our teams that are both therapy dogs. That's the easiest way to explain it. They're tier one trained bred therapy dogs that bite. So they're multi-purpose, and I mean, they're so amazing. We just finished our first episode, a full pilot episode of cartoons, full animated of our dogs, The Adventures of Super Scout.
Oh, what? Right. I remember you telling us about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But folks, listen, when he says PTSD, you know, we're not joking too much. These dogs have been in Iraq and Syria. They're one of the few dogs that can hurt ISIS's feelings.
Yes.
And yet then bring comfort to women. And children, just not men so much.
So can you explain these dogs? Because they are trained to
kill,
but it's more men. They won't hurt women and children.
They were great with you.
Oh, I love them.
They were not great with me, which I'll explain in a second.
Yeah.
I mean, they're bloodline and they're trained to be suspicious of all men. So it doesn't matter if it's a dog whisperer, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a person on my team. I had one guy in Iraq. He goes, I'll win this dog over. And I walked into our safe house one time, and my dog's on his lap. And he said, see? And I went, she's playing you. Oh. And sure enough, as Eileen and I walked up the stairs, and of course our dog followed, he tried to follow us up the stairs. My dog turned and would have just rearranged his organs. So I said, how about that, you know, bonding session down there? How's that working for you? And he's like, oh, my gosh. So, again, tier one train, Baden, B-A-D-E-N, canine, badencanine.com. They've donated all of our dogs to us.
Oh, my gosh.
Bred, trained. And some of these dogs are like six figure. They're unbelievably trained. And this is a godly group of a family out of Canada that does this. So, anywhere we go, they serve as protection. And yet, if there's a threat, you know, they're one of our redundancies of security to make a person rethink what they would do. So, yeah.
So
there's sweet, sweet dogs.
Sweet dogs. Yes, yeah. They are very sweet, Victor. You're
until
right.
Until they're not.
They're very sweet. So on the way to your house, your sister tells me, hey, listen, when we get here, do not touch Victor. Don't shake his hand. Don't give him a hug until Victor tells you that you can touch him. I'm like, okay. So, so get out. And of course, Steph gives you a big hug. And I'm just like freaked out by these dogs, right? These dogs are like circling me.
Yep.
And then later that night, we go outside.
We do.
So sorry.
Which was not good.
I feel bad to this day.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Because Victor and Eileen went out of the house. We had just had dinner. We were getting ready. You were getting ready to take us back to our hotel room. And you guys had left. And we're like, oh, we're supposed to follow them. So we grabbed our stuff.
Yes.
So we go out onto your deck. And all of a sudden, these dogs are coming up the steps.
After me.
After Kevin. Because they bypassed me. Like, I was in front of Kevin. They bypassed me.
Yeah, you're good to go.
And they start growling.
Oh, man.
Like this. And I did not understand these dogs at the time. I thought it was funny because dogs hate Kevin. I'm like, well, here we go again. And Kevin's like, Victor?
Yes.
And you gave a command or something, and they took off. And we're like, oh, we're okay again.
So then I walk around the house.
Yeah.
We did. And these dogs are on, like, the top step of your porch.
Yes.
And they are just, like, ready to pounce off of the step.
Yeah.
All right? On me. And I'm like, hey, Victor, is anybody else seeing this besides me? Like, it looks like these three dogs want to pounce on me right now. And you're like, yeah, I totally see that. And then, for some reason, I thought these dogs would have some type of fancy code to them,
command,
right? Command.
Yeah.
But your command is like, hello, or something, right? So you say, you accidentally say, I'm making this up, hello.
Howdy.
And they just jump off of this porch coming at me. And apparently I do the worst thing possible. I get behind you and grab your shoulders to try to protect me as a
That's a no-no. Yeah, that was a no-no.
And then you are trying to shake me off, like, stop touching me. You're making it worse. But you're laughing so hard, Victor.
I was.
You can't say whatever command it is to stop them. So these dogs are just, like, circling me. And thankfully, they did not take anything out of my leg.
Yeah.
But you were laughing so hard. And, of course, Steph is about peeing her pants laughing because she's seeing me just
freak out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I literally should check our cameras. We got 17 cameras on the property. I'm like, that would be footage worthy of posting. And I was, folks, listen, we've never had a false bite or anything like that. And even my dogs surround him, they would have bitten him. But when he grabbed my shoulders and he's now starting to torque me, I'm literally going, no. Like, worst thing ever. Don't make me your hostage. Because they're gonna hurt your feelings. But you're right. I was laughing so hard. I was thinking, no, not this.
So I jumped in a car just to escape. And you finally got them, like, calmed down.
Did you jump in or on top?
No, I jumped in the car.
Thankfully, the doors were unlocked, right? But it was the wrong vehicle.
Yeah, it wasn't even your car.
It wasn't even a car, right? It was the wrong vehicle. I was just trying to get
wise move.
So you drive us back to the hotel and you're still laughing. Like, you can't hardly contain yourself laughing because that's the closest you said it. Anyone ever come to getting bit by one of your killer dogs. And you said, listen.
On our property.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, listen, this morning when I was praying about you guys coming to the compound here, I'd prayed, God, please let there be joy today when Kevin and Steph are here. So here's the thing. Next time we visit,
Victor,
I'm going to ask you, please, when you pray for joy, please make it not at Kevin's expense. Please.
I'll be very specific. You know what? I forgot that I prayed that. And I had so much fun. And Eileen, too, because, you know, I mean, you guys know what we do at times is very
heavy.
You know?
Yes, it is. Intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, heavy. And it was so refreshing. I mean, we love you guys to bits and literally can't wait to see y'all again. I've got some TV series producer, big name, coming next week. They want to try to figure out how they can make a TV series about us. I'm like, man, if we do the reality show and we get couples in, y'all are coming.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
Right here.
We will be there. Sure.
Automatic good time.
Sure.
Yes.
Steph showing up here.
I'm totally there. 100%.
All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
Steph, we cannot do this podcast all by ourselves. When we first started, we needed some major help and guidance with our technology issues, and we're extremely fortunate to have met Mr. Craig Clausen. That man has been an absolute godsend for us.
I freaking love Craig. Clausen Solutions Group is an information, technology, and media management company helping customers with their people, process, technology, and message. CSG helps organizations with their technology implementations, project and change management, and social media messaging.
I have no idea what you just said.
I honestly don't know either, but we both know Craig's amazing at it. So.
He's just really good at
his
job.
He's really good at what he does.
Trust us, he's very good with technology. So if you have any technology issues, social media needs, just don't know where to start, give Clausen Solutions Group a call at 614-859-6328. They are a proud sponsor of
Tell Us a Good Story.
Well, Victor, this is episode 228 of Tell Us a Good Story. Okay. And you were episode 173 about 15 months ago. So that was the first time we met you. Via Zoom, of course. Well, after that, that was one of the most popular episodes we've had, right? Is our conversation with you. And since then, yes. And then since then, we get asked a lot, or I have, hey, what's Victor Marks like? And there's so many times where I'm like, well, first off, he's much funnier in person than what you see on video clips.
Yeah.
Like when you meet him, he's actually very silly. It took me off guard. Like I didn't realize that until I met Victor in person. But who is he? What does he do? I always tell him, like, listen, he's a highly dangerous person who uses his time to basically save children and women. Are there any stories that you could share here about what you do, about literally putting a mission together and go saving women and children?
You ready?
Yes.
You better put your seatbelt on because but literally just about 4 months ago, I was trying to recover because we went to Israel twice right after Hamas attacked. And then we went into Gaza and West Bank. We helped like 6,000 kids. We went twice. Man, I saw the worst of stuff. Came back. I get a call and it's, hey, boss, it's one of my team members. He says, we have a green light on a rescue in the Middle East, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, all that. It's a young woman who got kidnapped as a young teenager. She's been held for 9 years.
Oh,
9 years. Her family thinks she's dead, but we found her. And we have been working on this rescue for 6 months. And when I get this call, it's like, hey, it's a green light. We got a window. It's now. And man, I was just like, oh my gosh, we haven't even caught a breath from, you know, multiple missions in Israel. So I told my wife, I said, babe, I got to go. And she's like, you go get her. And then I get a call back. It kind of got complicated because she had been a sex slave and had two little boys. And then our team lead said, we need a female who will go on the mission and be the first point of contact with her because she's in ISIS garb. It's super dangerous. So we need an operator, a female operator. I told my wife, she said, let me pray. She prayed. She goes, I'm in. So we went. And it was Eileen that actually made first point of contact with this gal. Here's the thing that kind of just, this gives you insight to Eileen. Last minute prep, got a guy, you know, going over it again and again. We've got aerial, we've got technology, we've got big, and he goes, Eileen, if there's a guy with her on that first point of contact, he's ISIS. And if when you go to take her and the kids and anything like that, if he flinches, if he moves, if he looks at you weird, he said, draw your weapon and kill him. Just shoot him, boom. And this was Eileen's response. Okay.
Wow.
Just like that.
Just, yeah.
Even.
No.
Done.
Yeah. Because she's already settled in her mind, if evil manifests and it requires stopping it to protect, defend, save lives, she has no problem. So I was just like, wow. So the mission really was phenomenal. We got them all the way back to our safe house, and we actually took footage of these two little boys. And the sweetest thing, this makes me emotional. The family thought she was dead, and we didn't want to call them prior to the rescue because they said that her father died of tears, so a broken heart. So we have her. We have the kids. They don't even know she's alive, much less has two children, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
When we contacted the family, we put them on the phone, and they can't believe it. I mean, they're just like, what? And I remember he goes, where are you? She goes, I don't know, because it's night. And he goes, who are you with? She goes, I don't know. They're just Christians from America. And it's sweet that our faith got recognized in what we were doing. Mm-hmm. But they cried. The reuniting was unbelievable. So, yeah, somebody asked me yesterday, like, so when you were doing rescues, like, was that when you were in your 30s and 40s? I was like, oh, no, it was 4 months ago.
Right.
So.
Oh, you know what, Victor? Here's the thing, Victor. I feel like here's the thing, Victor. The whole time we are with you, the stuff you were like, you were telling us these stories, but then you told us some other stories that were like, I can't believe you're telling us these stories. I remember getting back in our hotel room and I'm like, oh my gosh, Kevin, this stuff exists.
Right.
Like you see it in movies and you're like, no, that's just like Hollywood. And then you start talking, Victor. And I'm
yeah,
like,
you know, you're not making this crap
no.
up. Like, oh my gosh.
You're like, this stuff is real. And you're just like, it's mind-boggling.
Yes.
It's crazy to me.
The other thing is, when people ask us what you're like, Steph always says...
He's Rambo. He's the real life... you think of Rambo, he's the Christian Rambo.
That's what Steph tells everybody. He's the real life Rambo.
Kevin has this beautiful saying for you. I'm like, he's Rambo.
I'm like, he's a dangerous man. And you're like, he's Rambo.
He's Rambo. That's all it is.
Well, you know, that's very kind. We need dangerous gentlemen in our culture right now. I just spoke to a group of men, and the question I asked them, I said, hey, look, in an honest assessment of yourself as a man, are you mission ready for whatever could happen at a drop of a hat? Where you live, where you are you physically ready, emotionally and spiritually? For instance, I mean, do you have the strength to carry your wife from an accident? Or your kids from a burning house? There are certain physical things that men are responsible to be able to do. Look, medical, age, all that, I get it. But this group of men, some of them were very, very wealthy, like in the billionaire range, I think. And I said, some of y'all are just out of shape. Y'all lazy, fat. And they're like, did he just, you know, I'm like, are you
going to
come take me off a stage? I speak like I'm never coming back, so trust me, I'm doing it in love. And the thing about it, I just said, you know what, responsibility, could you defend your loved ones? I don't care what the culture says about effeminate men. Every woman wants a man that can provide and protect.
Mm-hmm.
And the provision can go different ways, but they want a man to protect them.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all are a great example. You know, you're not going to jump out in front and try to stop somebody attacking you. You're going to be like, you have to deal with my man right here. And check his arms out.
That's
and back
right.
and neck. He ain't working out just to play tiddly.
Just to look pretty.
Yeah. So it matters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I love, Victor? How you're like, you know, you always need to be ready for battle. You always need to be prepared. And you made it so simple for like somebody like Kevin. Like he's not going on a mission,
or
anything.
To rescue somebody.
Yeah, but take care of your body. Take care of your mental health, your spiritual health. So if there is like a burning building or you have to protect your wife or your children, you are physically and mentally and spiritually ready. Where with you, you have to be all of that. But I remember the week before we got there, you had a mission to go on. And it was like you had this window.
Yes.
And you and Eileen went. But you had even like
your
go bags.
Yes.
Like you're just one step higher than everyone else where you're not only capable in those three areas, but then you have your go bags where you can be gone in like an hour. Like I said, you guys, this is like Hollywood movie, but it's Victor and Eileen Marks.
Yes.
This
exactly.
Their lives. And it's absolutely incredible.
Yes. Well, Victor, for all of our guests, I like to give a list of fun facts to let listeners know what you've done, what you've accomplished.
We
went through a lot of fun facts about you in the first conversation, but I've got a few here that I want to bring up.
Perfect.
Fun fact number one, Victor is officially the world's fastest gun disarmer.
Yeah, he is.
Which you know.
Yep.
He holds the record at 0.08 seconds. Now, while we're in Colorado, I asked Victor if he would demonstrate this on me, which he kindly did.
Right. You wanted it so bad.
I did. I was actually looking for this. I was like,
so bad.
While we're there, Steph, I would like him to show me how this works.
Yeah. All right.
However, after Victor handed me a plastic training gun, he said, quote, "Do not tense up while you're holding this gun or I might break your arm."
We're like,
So the entire time on the compound, I'm in danger, whether it's by Victor,
the dogs,
his wife is trained to kill. Like, everybody is trained to kill. Like, I'm in danger the whole time.
The whole time, like, just be nice. Just be nice. Be nice to him.
So, I appreciate the warning, but can you share, real quickly, what led you to learn that skill of how to disarm someone so quickly?
Yeah, 0.8 seconds where somebody's holding a pistol with a hammer back, finger on the trigger. I take the weapon from them, pull the magazine out, and I pointed back at them at 0.8 seconds. The first video ever recorded, it was me doing it to a gang member in a youth prison. And my wife was recording it with a flip phone. So the reason being, and it's like my first book, The Victor Mark Story, the subline is people admire you for your success, but they relate to you because of your pain.
Yes.
And the reason why I learned that is at 7 years old, my stepfather, the abusive one I spoke of, he put me in a chair, pulled out a pistol, and he held it to my head, and he would tap it on my head, and he would say, "Boy, if you ever tell anyone what I've done to you, I'll blow your brains out, and just tell the police you found my pistol and shot yourself." I was seven. And when you go through trauma, you blot out a lot of things, and it kind of bleeds through. But I remember going, one day, I will be so fast, no one will ever be able to hold a pistol to my head. And that was a driving factor. I give credit to Chuck Norris. I learned the principle from him. And then I just learned how to speed it up to where it's now, it's still the world record, and it's been seen over 1 billion times.
Oh, my gosh.
Not only the single, but there's a double with a pistol in front of me and a guy in the back, and I disarmed them both. So it's, two weapons.
I remember when he was like, "Don't hold it too tightly. You know, I could break your arm." But at the same time, he did this other move where we were looking like, or working on self-defense.
Oh, he just smacked me all over the place.
Annihilated you.
Yes.
But he doesn't know how strong he
Victor,
is.
That's the thing.
Oh, you're, I'm sorry.
Like, about 60 years old, you don't realize your strength, right? Like,
I apologize.
I think I actually had to tell you, like, "Hey, can you like ease off just a little bit? Because you are beating me senseless over here."
But you
and
were.
And you're like, "Oh, sorry. My bad.
Was.
I'm like, Steph, he doesn't know his own strength.
You have no idea how strong you are. Even when you're trying not to be strong, you're still so strong.
Whoopsie.
Okay, Steph, next fun fact.
Okay.
Last year, right before we had met Victor, he spoke down in Florida at Mar-a-Lago in front of President Trump. So, question, where were you when you heard there was an assassination attempt on President Trump? And what were your thoughts after seeing footage of how that took place?
Mm. Yeah, well, when I was in Colorado Springs, and as soon as I heard and saw, the first thing that came to mind is there had to be some extremely poor leadership in the Secret Service to allow this to happen. And then one of our teammates put together a simulation of the whole ground, aerial, everything. And we just went, whoa.
Really?
I didn't go right to conspiracy because I've been interviewed on different, you know, programs. And I just said, gross negligence is not hard to believe at all. Because they knew the kid was on the ground for half an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They're texting, they're calling. And I said it. I go, they probably didn't have the same radio frequency, and they didn't. But I will say this, and I congratulate the sniper who put a round through that kid's head. It's sorry that's the way he had to go, but he needed to go. And that's a great example of some people just need to be shot. He's killing people. But without good leadership, good men and women won't be able to do their job effectively. And again, they would have stopped him a lot sooner had leadership in the right places, given a green light to engage.
If you like what you hear, please tell someone about us. As soon as this episode is over, go tell your spouse, your closest friend, a parent, a coworker, or share one of our posts on social media.
However, if you don't like what you're hearing, please do not.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody.
Just disregard this message.
Don't worry about
forget
it.
Forget about us.
Yep.
Go on with your merry day.
And to get more information about us or our entire catalog of episodes, be sure to check us out at kevinandsteph.com. Thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
All right, Steph, final fun fact here. Victor is the founder of All Things Possible Ministries, an organization that exists to identify, interrupt, and restore folks who have been affected by trauma. Mm-hmm. He's also written multiple books, including his most recent titled The Dangerous Gentleman. So, Victor, can you tell us more about that book and also where folks can get it?
Yeah, the book can be bought anywhere, bookstores, Amazon. It's on audio now and digital. I wrote the book because of my concern for the lack of what I would call moral masculinity in America. And I love women. I married one. But their role is not to be the masculine protector and take the hardest roles in our society. So I think there's been an intentionality to weaken our nation by intentionally going after young men. Fathers are out of the houses. And I just felt called as an older lion to reach out and give the tools needed for young lions who really want to become more masculine, more equipped to live by hope and inspiration, not excuses, not letting anything stop them from becoming all that God wants them to be and really who he made them to be. You know, there's so much fear in our culture, and just put courage in young men because we need them and there's no one else coming. It's Amen. Them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, listeners, for more information about Victor or to help support his ministry,
yes,
you can go to his website, victormarks.com, iamvictormarks.com. Also, his Instagram is at victormarks. Please go to any of those sources to get his new book, The Dangerous Gentleman. And we'll put links in our show notes on our website so you can click on those and go right to those websites.
And you guys, I just want to encourage you, if you ever want to give to an organization, this is the organization.
This is a great organization to give to.
Yes. They walk the walk. They talk the talk. They are actually out there using your money to help women and children. So I just want to encourage you guys, if there is ever a time to give money to a faith-filled Christian organization, this is one to do it.
And also, Victor, I want to publicly thank you, right? Mm. Because last year, we came out to your home and you invited us out there, which was very nice. And what happened was we'd had this conversation with you. And at the end, you invited us out. And I thought you were just being kind.
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was like people, when they invite you out to eat, hey, we should go out to eat sometime. It's like, yeah, sure. We should do that. And then your assistant, like 2 days later, emails me and said, hey, do you have any availability in August? And I was like, oh.
He's serious.
He wasn't kidding. He wasn't just being nice. Like, he legitimately wanted to meet us. And so we went out there, and after a few hours, you were like, listen, y'all, stop thanking me for getting you a bottle of water. I don't think you realize this, but you're like part of my family now. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ever need anything, text me, call me, I'm here. And there's been multiple times, Victor, over the past year where I've texted you or asked you something or sent you a message, and every time you have followed up with a response, like very quickly, actually. And I just want to publicly thank you for how you've treated Steph and I over the past year.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, it's very kind for you to say that. And there's nothing that can be done in this world apart from one word, relationship. Everything's based on relationship. And for you guys, I see God's hand on y'all. Your miraculous story, which is a movie in itself. And I just believe that we're better for knowing y'all. And you've checked up on me too. And I'm grateful for that. So friendships, relationships matter, and I'm grateful to be able to call y'all friends.
God bless you, sir.
We love you, Victor.
Love y'all too. God bless y'all.
Friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.